Hey guys, so my name is John, aka Baby J, aka JJ, aka a whole lot of names. As you can imagine, I've had a whole lot of plenty names throughout my life, but if you want to call me something, you can just call me John. So, as you can see, I'm starting my first podcast. I thought it would be pretty good to do this. I've actually been on YouTube and a few other things, but I figured I would start trying to do some podcasts and see how it works out. Now, as you can imagine, what I'm going to be talking about is just my life because there are a whole lot of events and dramas that are going on. Some may be good, some may be crazy, some may be whatever. But as you can imagine, it's my life, man. It's my life that I'm talking about. And I'm going to say from now that in terms of where I'm at right now, it has been amazing, okay? And that is really saying a lot considering how things have been in the past. I haven't exactly had, the best set of dramas in the past. And it has been hard and it has been difficult, but in terms of where I currently am at, well, I don't even really know how to put it. It has just been going really, really great. So I think I'll start off with the reasons why it. Basically, where it's come from, I'm not gonna go too much into it, but what you do need to know is that things have been really hard in the past, and I would say that one of the things that I've been dealing with for an insanely long time now would be my acting career. Okay, my acting career is gone from left, right, and center, it really has, and if I'm being perfectly honest with myself here, it has never really kicked off, I know that I, in order to, as you all know, an acting career in some ways is probably the hardest job to get out there because, as you can imagine, you can't, when you decide to become an actor, you can't just be an actor. As we all know, you need to have another job as well in order to take care of finance because, as we all know, well, when it comes to finance, it's very flexible, which isn't necessarily a good thing. So, I have had to take care of that. I've also had to try and get a showreel, a voice reel, a headshot, all the whole works. And I haven't really been able to get any of it for the past like decade or so because I have had to worry about finance. So, it's been hard and it's been difficult. And some people have said that maybe I should try a different career and whatnot, but as you can imagine, you should always go for what you enjoy. There have been some times where I've thought of maybe moving on to something else, but no, acting is what I enjoy, and I have been told by certain other people that if that's what I enjoy, then I should keep going for it, and so that is what I'm going to do. I'm never gonna stop. So that's me. Now, throughout the past decade, like I said, job, 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 job. Okay, it's been all about jobs. I went to the Brit School, which was really, really great for me. It was fantastic. And I was there for 4 years. It was fantastic. But then after that, I kind of feel like I made a bit of a mistake of trying to go to a performing arts university. As you can imagine, I'm sure any person would think to themselves that that's probably the best thing to do, right? To go to a performing arts university and get a degree in acting. It sounds amazing. But I went and did that. And because of that, I wasn't really able to look around for any show reels or voice reels or headshots. I was too busy at uni, so it just didn't really work. And what is really kind of just, I don't know, just jarring for me to have to deal with is that there's a friend of mine from the Brits. You guys may know of him because he's actually on in movies now. He's actually on the latest movie in the cinemas called The First Purge, and his name is Joe Van Wade. He is a great person, absolutely amazing. And unlike myself, when he left the Brits, he decided to just go straight into trying to pursue his acting career. And what I mean by that is that he went on to, as far as I know, the first thing that he started to do was that he went onto YouTube and he made a little TV show with some of my other friends as well. There's Percy Apscott as well. He made a little TV show on YouTube and it's called Man Them on the Wall. That was really great. I looked at it a few times. He got a lot of views and a lot of comments, and it really did start to get like up there. It really started to kind of go up and over. So that was really great. And then from what I've seen, he pretty much went from doing that to then going on to Casualty, to going on to EastEnders. And you know, there was one movie that I think he had in the cinemas, but it didn't really, I'm not really too sure if it took lift off or not, because I didn't really see it around. But now the latest is The First Purge. Oh, and there was also this other movie called The Weeknd that he's been in. So he really, really has gone on his way. He's been amazing. And it, oh gosh, it irritates me so much to think that I didn't do that when I left the Brits. You know, I left the Brits and I decided to go to a performing arts university, and I couldn't have made a bigger mistake. You know, because of that, I haven't really been able to get what I need. And now it's only after all this time, I'm only just starting to get it. You know? It's very irritating. I'm proud to say, though, I have actually managed to get a headshot, so that's good. But the headshot that I have, it was like, it needs an update. I need to get an updated headshot, because that headshot that I have, it was something like 2 years ago now. I definitely need to get a new one. So, I don't know, it can be really tough. But, nevertheless, those are problems of the past. In terms of where I currently am, I am over the moon right now to be able to say this. Basically, let's just say that finance is now dealt with, okay? It's now sorted out. I am in a job, and the job that I'm in, well, I was working through agency, but now I'm about to become full-time, and it's going to be great. And so that's, you know, dealt with. Now I'll be able to start pursuing my acting career, and it'll be, you know, it'll be great. I think it will be fantastic. It really will. You know, I have a plan at the moment. I have a plan at the moment that, let's say next year, I will start to get another headshot, an updated one, and I'll start to get my voice reel and show reel. I'll start to get everything that I need to get. One thing that I am definitely going to make sure of, though, is that, I mean, like I said, it can be a tough job being an actor. And the job that I have is a job where I am working from Monday to Friday. So it's like I don't really have much, you know, time to be able to go for any auditions that I might want to get. If I'm working from Monday to Friday, I finish, you know, like say in the afternoon. The only times that I would have available throughout the week to be able to go for auditions would be either on the weekend or in the evenings. And I don't know, when it comes to auditions, if there is one thing that I've learned, is that you really, really need to be more flexible than that. This is acting that we're talking about, after all. You need to be more flexible than that. I'm sure we all know this, you know? So my plan is that holidays, you get holidays, and there is, you know, some big holidays, some small holidays. I'm about to enter the biggest holiday of the year, being the summer holiday. Looking forward to it. It should be amazing. And when I get that summer holiday, it will definitely be an opportunity, as far as I'm concerned, to be able to look around for auditions. Now, bearing in mind, I'm not actually going to do that this year, because this summer holiday, I am going to be going on a family holiday abroad to Orlando. Should be very interesting. I'm currently living in London, and I've only been to Orlando once throughout my life, so you know, it should be very interesting to go and visit there once more. I'd say pretty much one of the main reasons I'm doing it is actually because of some of my other family. They wanted to go and visit it with us, so should be interesting. But it you know, kind of doesn't really allow there to be much space to be able to go and check out auditions here, and I don't mind. I don't mind, because like I said, I am about to become full time. I'm not actually full time at the moment. Next year, when next year comes and I go into the summer holidays as well as any of the other holidays, I will use those holidays as opportunities to go and look for auditions, to go and get whatever I need to get done. It will be catastrophically amazing, okay? It really will, and I'm looking forward to it. So that's where I am now in terms of that. And oh my gosh, I just don't even know what to say, but I can't believe that I'm here. You know, I really can't, because the truth of the matter is that Like I said, I have gone through some major problems in the past. It's been hard to deal with, it's been tough. I've gone through them in the past, and one of the things has been my acting career. As you can imagine, for it being like a decade that I haven't been able to, get any show reels or voice reels, as you can imagine, it really has seemed as if it's just something that I'm never going to be able to get. And I never wanted to believe that, but that is what it, started to seem like after a while. And I just didn't want to believe it. But I just didn't know how else to put it, I mean, it was just so. That is just how it started to seem after a while. The best way for me to deal with it was to just have confidence that that wouldn't be the case. So I am just like bewildered at the moment that, it's finally, coming underway. I'm looking forward to it. So yeah, oh my gosh. There's that. And then I would say other amazing things that are just going on right now. I think, to be honest with you, for being perfectly honest, that is probably the main thing. Other than that, I guess it's what I already told you, which is that my job. I've got a new job, and I'm not gonna go too much into that one, but what I will tell you is that I do have a new job. It is an amazing new job. I love it to absolute bits. And I am thrilled to have that. So it's all just looking up. And it's all just looking amazing. And I'm really looking forward Anyways, this is my podcast for to start off with. And I think I may just leave it at that, considering that this is my first podcast. If you guys would like to send any messages or comments, then feel free to do so. I'm looking forward to seeing them. And I will see you guys in due time. Oh, before I go. One thing that I just want to make clear is that at the moment, I would say the times that I'm probably going to be, podcasting will be, I would say, at least once every week. I'm not really too sure what days. I would say at least once every week, and for now, it doesn't really matter which day it will be throughout the week. All that you need to know is that it would definitely be at least once every week. That may change, it may be even more days. I may even get to the point where I'll probably just be vlogging like all the time, every day. Because like I said, I was on YouTube. My name on YouTube is Vlogatistic25, and I did enjoy it, but as much as I did, one thing that was just kind of annoying about it was that it was like a huge battle just to do one vlog. Made it kind of annoying. This way is much easier, much quicker, and much simpler. So, there you have it. Anyways, I will see you guys in due time. Goodbye.